is not here, which I feared. We haven't talked to her in a while. We've had several people concerned about her safety. I hope she's okay. We're trying to desperately locate her. Hopefully, maybe she's just running a little late. However, this is a very dangerous business, and she's a very brave young lady to have come forward already and talked about how you can tell if your child is hooked on drugs. We're talking about crack and crank, and they make this stuff out of battery acid, among other things, you know. We're going to go once again and see if we can't find her here in a moment. But maybe you have some comments or thoughts about all of this. We'd like to hear from you. Hopefully she hasn't fallen off the wagon. I don't think she has. She works overnight, so maybe she slept in, too. We'll find out. The thing I'm concerned about is by just trying to get a little publicity, Megan agreed with me, we should get as much publicity as we can, because that's the only way we're going to be able to stop this drug deal, is to get a lot of publicity and shine the light of day on it. By the way, check on our website for all the latest information and also our program information at www.jerrypippin.com. Have any comments about what all we're talking about here? Time is now 7:35 here at KBIX Radio. Megan just showed up in the studio.
Okay,
thank you. See, Megan, I was not kidding. A lot of people have been worried about you, kid. You might explain to everybody, you had to work last night.
Yes, they just called me in. I went to work last night, and they said, well, we need somebody. Can you come in? I was like, sure. And I'm paying for it now.
Yeah, and so then you went home, took a little nap after school, and and slept through. Well, thank the heaven. I mean, I was worried it might be more sinister than that, so that's good. And I know that, as I mentioned, Channel 8 and the Muskogee Phoenix and a few other people have been interested in the story this week. I was afraid that they might have stirred up the wrong people. But you're okay.
Yeah, I'm alive and well.
Well, good. I'll give you a chance here to recuperate and get going here. And you don't take any stimulants of any kind these days, right?
No, none whatsoever.
Do you have to work tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should have let you sleep for another 2 hours, I guess.
It's okay.
We will go ahead and then we'll get organized.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I look great right now. I look tired.
You work 40 hours a week or more, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And then you go to school.
Uh-huh.
And you also, I think, take some classes at the Technology Center, too?
Yes, sir. I'm on the honor roll again this year.
Good. And you're still going to graduate?
We find out probably this week.
Well, they better let you graduate.
I hope so.
If they don't, I guess you can finish that last class or two, a credit in a correspondence course or something?
That's what I did.
Oh, you've already done it.
We're waiting on them to get back the grades.
Oh, good. You'll probably make it. You're a bright girl. We have Megan in studio. She's okay. A lot of people have been concerned. She just overslept because she worked all night. And you work actually 40 hours or all the overnight shift. And you work at a nursing home?
Yes, sir.
And that's basically your life. School in the daytime, nursing home at night. As long as you're here, I would like to maybe go over a few things with you. But first of all, we just need to find out how you're doing. You're still planning on leaving town as soon as you can, right?
Yes, we found out that it'll be the second week of June.
Second week of June, and you have a boyfriend, and you're still going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the Army, stationed in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on maneuvers.
Yes.
Is he out of the maneuvers yet?
He called me last night.
So you're okay on that. At least he can find you. We'll have to get your right phone number. She gave me a phone number. She's moved since then. You know, when you're trying to be undercover like you are, you got to keep moving around.
Most definitely. It's kind of rough.
And seriously, now, you haven't had anybody really overtly threaten you, have you, or have you?
So I'm here in the past, 3 months? No, not in the past 3 months.
Okay, but before that, when you moved back over to Ridgecrest, you thought you could pick up and things would have straightened out, and they weren't straightened out at all.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it goes. I mean, I've seen some people that I know, and I can't place them because my memory's kind of jacked up. And they'll follow me around the mall. If I'm at the mall, they'll follow me around town.
And they don't say who they are or anything?
No, they just follow me around town.
Follow you around, huh?
It's like one of those movies that you watch at the movie theater where, you know, the beautiful young woman's being followed around, and that's kind of how it is. just I'm not that beautiful.
Well, you're cute enough. I just worry about your safety, and you seem to be doing okay. I thought what we would do tonight, Megan, if it's okay if you spend a few minutes here and to educate listeners, you know, how they can recognize if their kid is all of a sudden going into drugs. I mean, there's got to be some telltale signs. A lot of people are just very naive about all this.
Oh, most definitely. A lot of parents don't want to face the fact that it's their kid. I mean, it's basically, oh, my kid's smart. My kid would never do that. And the harsh reality is, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I noticed that you were looking at some of the emails. That's from a teacher here in town. Basically, even the teacher who thinks that most kids are pretty good still is concerned about your safety, so they are aware that things could happen. Why don't you you got into it because of peer pressure.
Talked
about that.
Yeah.
And why don't you just kind of tell our listeners, imagine if you can that you're a mother, and one of these days you'll be a mom, I imagine.
Hopefully.
I mean, and it won't be a drug baby, which we talked about before, that is quite common these days.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mother, what would you be looking for with your daughter to see if she was getting in drugs or to try to prevent it? What would you suggest?
I would say violent mood swings, withdrawal. There are certain key things that you have to look for.
And certain key things like what?
Basically, withdrawal. I mean, if your student or child is audacious one day, you know, full interactive, and then the next day is totally laid back, doesn't want to do anything. Violent mood swings, period.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a few phone calls here. We're going to take a break, and we'll follow this up a little bit because that's not the only clue. We talked about the one thing, a change in personality from a happy-go-lucky one day to mispersonality. Then all of a sudden you're a humbug and a deep depression and...
Yeah.
And the things. Judy, you're a grandmother. You have a question for Megan?
I have four kids. I never had any problems with my kids with drugs. You know, I felt really fortunate. I really would like to know, because I am raising my two grandchildren, and I would like to know more about it and what the signs are and what I need to look for.
Okay. Thanks, Judy, for asking. Megan, she basically wants to know what other signs are involved.
Well, there's some that are the classic. Well, with me, when I was trying to hide it from my mom, my eyes were sunken. I had black circles around my eyes, and basically that was from staying up so many days. The change of friends, the change of attitude, the change of pace. One person can be sluggish one day, and then not totally off the wall, just energetic. That's from crank. Eating all the time, that's from pot. I mean, there's just a whole slew of symptoms, and you just have to kind of look for them. And
Dark under the eyes, tired, because it really... you were telling me one time that when you come down off of this stuff, it's
violent.
Tragedy.
Oh, it's complete violentness.
It's just complete tragedy, huh? We're basically talking right now with Megan about, you know, how parents can recognize this. I want to get into another thing, Megan, and... You know, you were talking about the parents being denial. We talked about why kids do it to begin with, and you mentioned peer pressure, and you thought it was cool to do it, and you were hooked right off the bat. Is that right?
There are some people who can do it once and turn around and walk away. Me, in my case, I couldn't. I did it one time, and from that point on, I craved it. I knew one of my really good friends. She was smoking a joint. She was addicted to marijuana. And somebody put LSD and PCP and acid in her weed, and she was addicted to all that in just one.
Now, do they do that as pranks, or are they trying to sell it?
They're trying to get you addicted to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically you won't know about it until afterwards, until your body is craving that other drug, and you're trying to find out what's going on. Or you have a horrible reaction to it, and sometimes they won't even tell you that.
Now, did you ever have... any kind of horrible reactions to some bad crank or?
Not bad crank. It was mixed weed. I had a joint that was mixed with acid and LSD, and I didn't know about it till afterwards.
And when we say a bad reaction, what happens? You get violent or you get sick? Or?
Oh, I got sick. I was trying to. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't see. I was trying to get back to my house so I could be inside my house And
was your mother home at that
time? No.
Okay.
No, we went out to a field and smoked pot. That's basically what we did. And I didn't know where I was. The sky was spinning. It was probably about 65 degrees outside, and I was in a full sweat. The sky was spinning. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who was with me.
You knew who he was before you went out there, though.
Yeah, he was one of my really good friends.
Well, why would a good friend do that to you?
He's not in his right mind. I didn't know it then.
From what I've seen and what I understand, listening to you over the two or three shows we've done together, that nobody's in their right mind once they start using this.
Oh no, it's a mind. They say mind altering drugs, and they're not lying.
There seems to be youth violence every place, not only against each other, but just against themselves. Did you ever contemplate suicide?
Oh yes, all the time. All the time.
Really? Just thought about ending, you know?
There were times I've took 10 Thorazines, which are...
Yeah, tell me what Thorazines are.
Thorazines...
10 sounds like a lot.
Well, they were 100 milligram pills.
Why would you take 10? Oh, try to end it?
I was trying to get out. I was taking the coward's way out. I just wanted out. Thorazines are... They relax your body. It's a mind chemical, and it's a prescription drug, and it's supposed to relax your whole body. And I took it, New Year's Eve, and apparently, obviously, I lived through it. I was in convulsions. I was shaking. I was sweating.
Now, when you were doing all this, you weren't at home. You were out someplace for New Year's.
I was at home. I was in my bedroom.
You took it, no big crowd around you then?
No.
Well, how did you get the Thorazine?
It was mine.
Okay. It was prescribed to you by a regular doctor.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to calm me down because I was so hyper for some reason.
And do you think the hyperness was because of the drug?
No, I've been hyper my whole life.
I'm talking about prescription drugs, and this particular prescription drug, Thorazine, was prescribed to you by a physician because you were uptight, and this is after you were on drugs on the regular crank and things like that?
No.
That you were uptight?
I've always been hyperactive, and the crank just made it worse. They were trying to, get me to calm down, and so I've been given every kind of drug from Ritalin, to everything, trying to get me to calm down, and I just couldn't do it.
So you were a Ritalin baby, or a young lady, I guess, a Ritalin.
It made me violent.
Now, I we've done shows about this over the years. Do you think there's a connection between these prescription drugs and then
on? You can go on the street and buy a Lortab bar, which Lortab bar would be like a bar, a little tablet, about 10 milligrams, and you can buy those for like $5. $5 street value.
And their value?
Oh, yeah. Ritalin, you can buy Ritalin because it's a mind-altering drug. I mean, basically any psychotropic drug out there, you can buy on the streets.
Hi, you're on the air at KBIX with Jerry Pippin and Megan.
Hello, Megan.
Hi.
I was just wanting to relate to you. I think one or two of the signs that parents can notice in their children that get strung out on drugs is the fact that they lose all interest in taking care of their personal hygiene and clothing. And then, two, some of them go the opposite direction and get strung out on spending money or bothering their parents for money. Is that not right?